In Chicago, as investigators search for the cause of a fatal crush at a Southside nightclub, city officials are blaming the club owners. 21 people died and more than 50 were injured early yesterday morning as a panicked crowd stampeded toward a front door exit. City officials say a security guard has admitted spraying pepper spray in an effort to quell a fight. Now the city wants a court to find the club owners guilty of criminal contempt for allegedly ignoring a court order to shut the club down. From Chicago, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
This has been an emotional time for the city of Chicago, a fact Chicago Mayor Richard Daley noted today as he talked about the nightclub disaster.
This tragedy is especially heartbreaking, first because the victims were so young. As you read in newspapers and read about these young men and women and their lives and their families and their dreams and ambitions. And secondly, because it was a disaster that absolutely should never have happened.
And there seems to be little doubt in the mayor's mind that it is the owners who are at fault. He says they were taken to housing court for several code violations, were ordered to shut the facility down, but continued to operate.
When a court issues an order against you, and you have a lawyer there, it is your responsibility to follow that order. You don't have the right to disobey that order until someone catches you or until a disaster happens, as it did Monday morning.
The E2 nightclub is on the second floor of an establishment located south of the city's downtown. On the first floor is a restaurant called Epitome. The owner's attorney, Andre Grant, says despite a list of building code violations, the city and the club worked out an agreement which allowed it to continue operations. Grant says only a specific section was to be closed.
The concern was the structural ability to hold people in the skyboxes, not the structural ability to hold any of the patrons that's actually on the dance floor. There is no court order at all prohibiting E2s from functioning. They have had open concerts, publicized, and again has repeatedly asked for police assistance in controlling crowds. And they have followed that court order to the letter.
The city's top attorney, Mara Georges, says there was no agreement with the nightclub operators, and she dismissed the idea that city officials should have known that the club was still operating since police were often called in the hopes that they could provide additional security.
Absent the city being at this property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is no way to ensure that these people are going to follow the law. They were bent on breaking the law. There is nothing the city could have done. You're saying, could the city have put a padlock? Well, first of all, I don't believe so legally, but if the city put a padlock on the doors, they would have cut the padlock. If the city put a sign on the door, they would have cut down the sign. Obviously, these people were intent on breaking the law, and they broke the law.
Police have questioned hundreds of people as they try to sort out what happened at the club. They are specifically looking for the nightclub promoter. Police Commissioner Terry Hillert says Marco Flores of Envy Productions had rented the facility for the Sunday night party.
As of this time, we haven't been able to locate Mr. Flores. We understand that he took a plane out of town yesterday, and we don't know if that was a pre-planned event or if he just really get out because of this incident.
Hillard also says there's conflicting information from security guards, some hired by the club and others by the event's promoters. Although one has admitted spraying the crowd with pepper spray, it's not clear which set of guards may be responsible for sparking the stampede. Hillard says police didn't know the nightclub was violating any court orders, but he agrees that it was up to club owners to shut the facility down. It's a point the city is stressing as it takes the nightclub owners to court. Their attorney, Andre Grant, says it's the wrong step to take.
With respect to Epitome Chicago, there is not a criminal case here. This is not a criminal case. This is an absolutely tragic event that could have occurred anywhere. And again, my clients are doing everything in their power to assist the authorities in figuring out what happened and to prevent it from happening in the future at any nightclub.
At least one civil lawsuit has been filed on behalf of some of the victims of the nightclub tragedy. The city says it plans to honor those who died next Sunday by having churches ring their bells 21 times. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.